Hello, my name is Jenny. Welcome to Firsthand Knowledge. Today we have Mike Gall, one member of the Hip Hop Educators, and they do consist of A-Cubed, Chase March, Icon, John Corbin, Jussef, Matt D, and of course Mike Gall in front of me, Tiggs, The Apologet, Wisecrack, and not only are they MCs, there are registered teachers in the province of Ontario. So that's like double duty to start. Now, Hip Hop Educators, I got to start off with this, is a portmanteau. Now, when I got Hip Hop Educators and head of the class, it said the word portmanteau. And I'm sitting there going, what is a portmanteau? Got my book of synonyms and antonyms. I went, wait a second. The best one to describe it would be brunch, breakfast, lunch. And I'm pretty sure everybody can think of another one like that. So thank you for teaching me. Welcome. It's been a very, very long time. So let's see, 6 years, give or take, that we haven't spoken proper. And we've known each other, what, 13?
Yes, yes. Greetings. Good to build and connect. Yeah, it's been a while since we've been like in person, had a full meet and greet type of thing. Before it was just like some digital correspondence back and forth. So it's good to connect in the flesh and say hi and such. Yeah. And it's cool how hip hop, you know, brought us together. We met at a Wu-Tang related show. And from then we kept popping up and seeing each other at Wu-Tang shows, usually front row, because, you know, we all love the culture. And I'm so glad that even before you got into like the album, you were already learning just from what Hip Hop Educators is. You know, you looked and it inspired you to look up what a portmanteau is. That's exactly our objective. We're hoping that whatever, you know, art we create inspires people to learn and study further, you know?
Well, I appreciate it because the work that was put into it, it's 82 pages. It's got the instrumentals. It has the table of contents, the graphic artwork, the time that went into building the lesson plans. Like, how long did that take?
Wow, yeah. So it's definitely a long process and a labor of love. So you have like the album that we dropped. It was 11 songs. And then we followed that up with a deluxe edition, which was those 11 songs plus one more bonus song, plus all the instrumentals. And on top of that, being educators, we wanted to present a resource. So like was mentioned by Jen, there is an 80-page resource document to go along with it. It has curriculum expectations. It has lyrics for all the songs. It has ready-made questions and activities that you can use in the classroom if you're a teacher and or if you just want to, you know, be in a position of educating using art, even if you're not in the classroom, you know, a parent at home, community centers, etc. But yeah, so in terms of the album itself took a while to create. And then the process of making the resource, that's pretty much what I spent my Christmas, those 2 weeks of Christmas break, I think it was 2022, putting down a rough copy of the, you know, song lyrics, song synopsis, some rough lessons. And then shout out to other members like Chase March. He really took that rough copy and he spent a lot of time making the format much better, adding some new lessons. We had our man Tiggs. He's our visual artist as well as MC, etc. He blessed all the artwork that you see. Shout out to Matt D. He also came through with some lessons, being our dance, our b-boy. He did some dance instructions, and then some other educators looked it over as editors. So it was a long, long process. I would say, you know, like months, yeah, almost a year altogether.
Well, it's well worth it.
Thank
because
you.
I looked at it and I went through the tracks quite a few times, the artwork, it all goes together. It's amazing.
Thank you.
And so if I want to delve into the tracks, so you've got Added Up.
Yep.
That's with Will Penner.
Yes.
Highly positive, addictive and dirty beat.
Haha.
How did you get him on there?
True. In terms of the beat, firstly, big up Icon. Icon's our first producer. And as after that, other members of the group stepping up to make production, like Chase March, Wisecrack, John Corbin. But all of that first album, it's all produced by Icon. And in terms of the collaboration from Will Penner, shout out to Will Penner. He's a teacher from Manitoba. We got to give credit to Wisecrack for that. Wisecrack is on his social media game, always looking for people to collab with, and he reached out to Mr. Penner. I think he might have saw Mr. Penner on Instagram. Maybe he had like a math rap or something like that. And then Wisecrack is like, yo, would you like to collaborate? And those guys ran with it and took it. I'm not on that track. It features Wisecrack with a verse, Chase March with a verse, John Corbin on the chorus, Will Penner from Manitoba, the other teacher, he does a verse, and Icon with the beat. But it is a dope joint that really is all about like the importance of math and knowing being literate in numeracy.
I seriously agree. And that's education. The Apologette, she has got a voice.
Yes.
A very good voice, and the message within that. And then we dig into 21 Lavish, an upbeat track, sarcastic, slightly sarcastic message about what MCs actually get paid. Where did the backstory, like, how did you, like, who came up with that ideology?
True. If I could speak on That's Education first. So that is actually my favorite song off the whole Head of the Class project. I love that joint. And I feel like it's a manifesto for teachers or anyone in education, any parents, anybody who's in that role of trying to, you know, inspire the younger generation. Because in order to inspire others, you yourself have to be inspired. So that song is kind of like some fuel. And like the first couple of days of school, first week of school, I listened to that song to get me pumped. How that came about was, so initially we started off a one-off song dropped in 2019, Each One Teach One. It was eight dudes, seven MCs, one producer. And then one of the guys, his daughter, John Corbin, his daughter was watching the video and she was like, but yo, dad, where's the females? You know, there's no women represented. And that had us looking at ourselves like, yeah, you're right, because half of our story is not being told, not being represented. So all of us were kind of looking for some female, women teachers who also MC to try to, you know, recruit them. John Corbin had built with this lady, the Apologette. She was a spoken word artist. She had a background in spoken word, but never really rapped. So John Corbin said, yo, maybe we could, you know, give you an opportunity. You can try to transition from spoken word to poetry. And that's what she, spoken word to rap. And that's what she suggested or presented as her demo. That's Education. And we're like, yo, that's not even a demo. That's like a polished piece of final work. So we're like, yo, done deal. Let's build. And we're happy to have her join the crew and bring that much needed perspective. In terms of 21 Lavish, that's like a joke track, and truth be told, that was another inspiration by Wisecrack, because I think we had just made $21 in total off of our Bandcamp sales. So we were like, yeah, let's celebrate, like we're you know, in tongue in cheek, we're balling, we're making lots of money. But as you said, it is sarcastic, that it kind of raises awareness to the fact that especially in this day of streaming, sales aren't what they used to be, and you know, not every artist that presents a lavish lifestyle is really living that. Sometimes it's all facade image for the videos, or it's stuff that they're borrowing and have to pay back. We just wanted to poke fun at that. And again, it's the last song. Everything was pretty much serious, you know, stuff educational, that type of tip. So we wanted something a little light and humorous to end off with.
Yeah. But you know what? It brings to a point of, it's not fair to produce the music, to think up the ideologies, to get to that point, to have it engineered. It's not free. So would you go into a store and steal your favorite shirt? No, you wouldn't. No. So why are you stealing that music?
Very true.
You know, and you should be seeing it from two sides. Yes, it's sarcastic. It gets your attention, but why are you not hearing it?
True. And speaking of, thank you to people like you, Jen and Dan, and others who actually, you know, go out there and support artists, whether it be through Bandcamp, whether it be through hand-to-hand sales or whatever. We appreciate that because, yeah, like especially in this day of streaming where a lot of people have access to music for free, not every artist gets the funds that they deserve. So no, thank you.
You're very welcome, because trust me, I would rather come to you and purchase it straight or on a day like Fridays, guys, on Bandcamp. Let's pump that.
Yes.
On Fridays, every artist you like gets all proceeds. So go to Bandcamp on Friday, okay? And another track, June Blues.
Yes.
Again,
that's another Icon production.
Ah.
I guess he might have sampled something that had that jazzy vibe. I couldn't speak too much on what he sampled. I'm not really in the know of that. But he had that beat. And I think the idea for the song came from Chase March. He was talking about, you know, how in June, many teachers kind of get this melancholy feeling, you know, that the school year is coming towards an end. So he that was his solo song, and he kind of just expressed and reflected on what many teachers go through in the month of June. And then the Apologet blessed it with some beautiful, smooth, jazzy type singing on the hook.
Well, it works. It really works. I've been trying to figure out the melody behind that for a while. Very much. And also, like, the Steve Urkel cuts throughout, I have to give props for those, because, like, they fit just perfectly to the subject and to the music as well, you know. And then getting into Mr. D, that storyline is fabulous, entertaining, informative too, okay? Yeah, so next.
I can speak on Mr. D a bit too. That actually always resonates well. I've used that lesson, the accompanying lesson that goes with that song, maybe like 2-3 years with students, and that's always been really resonates with them. Because one, they see their teacher in a more comedic role, which kind of like humanizes us and shows us that, you know, we're real people too. Although we are in a professional role, we are humans too. So sometimes when the students see you, you know, present yourself in a vulnerable light, it inspires them to do the same. So that lesson's always been impactful. And the students, when they reflect, they really get into the humor, but also the different point of views. And it's really, really, it is a dope story. And I got to say, without spoiling too much, it is inspired by true events of Wisecrack's life story. A little bit of embellishment, of course, but there's a kernel of truth in terms of what happened to Stu Dent, a.k.a. Wisecrack, when he was a youngin'. And it was actually at the same school where we filmed it at. The video was at St. Kateri Tekawitha and Pleasant View Library in North York by like Van Horn and Victoria Park. Those are where the true events happened.
Well, that's awesome. So watch that video. It's up on YouTube.
Where you can find that video on the visual album for Head of Class. If you go into YouTube and you type in Hip Hop Educators, you'll see our channel. And then the individual video is not there, but it's in the visual album, which has a video for all of the songs on the album.
Awesome. Now, how many kids have you reached?
That's a good question. I couldn't really tell you. Like, sometimes as teachers, we don't even see the end result of our work that we're doing. Because, you know, I'm with them from a certain time, September to June. And especially I teach grade 8, so they go off to high school. Sometimes a couple of them come back and tell you success stories. And we try to, like, tell them, tell our current grade 8s, you know, to be an example of inspiration. But I really couldn't tell you. I just try to reach as many as I can. I know I think of it like I'm planting seeds. I don't always see where the seeds take root. And I know ultimately people got to make their own choices in life, but I just try to present them with the tools so that they can try to make the best choice ever.
Well, hey, the fact that they actually come back, some of them, that's really cool.
Yes.
Really, really cool. So, been doing a little research and refine your craft.
Yes, yes.
Wiz Sadat X from Brand Nubian.
Boop, boop.
So that track is amazing.
Thank you.
How did you connect with Sadat?
Yes, well, salute to Sadat X. And actually, interesting story is he used to be a teacher at one point in time, hence the connection. Everybody on Head of the Class, from the production to the rappers to the DJ to the visual art, everybody involved in that project is either a teacher or at one point in time was a teacher. Again, how that came about, shout out to Wisecrack. He's always scouring the internet, you know, trying to look for potential collabs. He ended up communicating with Sadat X through Instagram. He told Sadat X our position, that we're teachers looking to use hip hop in the classroom. And Sadat X was open to collab with us, threw down a dope verse. We all came through, did our thing. And I'm very proud of that collaboration. And again, we have a lesson to go with that. There's a lesson, at least one, for every single song on the album. And that lesson has had a good impact with students from the lyrics as well as the video, because the video is all about trying to refine your craft, trying something, maybe it doesn't work the first time in the terms of trying to do dance steps, but then picking yourself up and keep going. And shout out to Wisecrack's daughter. She's the star of that video, who's trying to learn how to dance and then eventually refines her craft to become a pro at it.
Nice. That's an awesome backstory. Awesome. And you've actually worked with Danio.
Yes, yes.
Who did Dear Hip Hop. And that's the Pit Viper EP.
Yes.
And it's by Wisecrack again. So shout outs to Wisecrack. It features A-Cube, Chase March, Danio, yourself, Sadat X, and Symbiont. That's like, what a sick, sick track.
Thank you.
You know,
Big up Wisecrack again, you know, fostering that collaboration with Daniel. And shout out, salute Daniel. That's a Canadian, just beyond Canadian, that's a hip-hop icon and legend. And if you don't know him, do the knowledge, check out Dear Hip Hop. I grew up watching that when I was like in grade 6, so like 12, after school, watching that video and then meeting him on the bus and then eventually seeing him at shows. That's one of my idols. And so to do a track with him was a dream come true, a dream I didn't even ever consider happening. So I'm very blessed that that collaboration came through and we all did our thing. The track, Pit Vipers, is pretty dope. And there's a bunch of other good stuff on the EP too. You could check it out.
Where do we find it?
That's available through Wisecrack's Bandcamp, I believe. I'm not exactly sure all those links, but it's through Wisecrack. That's his side project, so...
If you can find Wisecrack on Bandcamp, I'm pretty sure you can find it.
Yes.
Pretty sure. So another track that is amazing. I watched the video. It's so cool. And you're representing T-Dot was Raptor Roar.
Mm.
That one, again, like shout outs to Wisecrack, video produced by him.
Yes.
And track was produced, if I'm not mistaken, by Icon.
Yep.
Lyrics by yourself, Tiggs, A-Cubed, and Josef.
Yes. So we dropped that. That's actually a side project of Hip Hop Educators. Hip Hop Educators are made of teachers from different boards throughout Ontario. We have a subgroup, which is called Record, Pause, Play, which is four of us. It's Icon, it's Wisecrack, it's Tiggs, and myself. And we all happen to be Toronto Catholic District School Board teachers. So the four of us kind of made this side project. Raptor Roar is one of those joints, and it was done in a four-year anniversary of Raptors winning the championship back in 2019, before the world took this little detour to get off course. Yeah, and we are work. It's done, actually. The Record, Pause, Play EP, that's done. We're just waiting on the artwork. Going to probably drop that in September with one more single, and then you'll get that EP. You can find that on Bandcamp. It'll also be available on wherever you stream music and things of that nature.
Will there be physical copies?
Oh, of course. You know, we got to have some physical CDs.
Come on, there's people like me out there.
Most definitely. And me too. I'd rather prefer to get a CD than this digital file. I know it's a different time zone, so we try to like accommodate everybody. But always, yeah, always will be some physicals.
No, seriously. There's people like me who, I want to see that artwork. Mm. I want to see the lyrics if they're in there. I want to see the liner notes.
Yes.
You know, and I want to keep and preserve that.
Most definitely. Speaking of the visuals, yeah, Tiggs is working on that cover art. Once that gets polished up, we'll start sending it off, and it'll be available soon. So hopefully September. Record, Pause, Play coming soon.
Can't wait.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And did a little more digging. You were in an article in Eloquent Magazine, which was November 27th, 2021.
Yes.
And you talked about the difference between U.S. and Canadian hip-hop. So if anybody hasn't read it, what's your philosophy on the differences?
Shout out to J.D. Brandt. She's the editor of that Eloquent magazine, and a poet in her own right, too. Well, firstly, we give shout out to NYC for laying the foundation and birthing hip-hop culture. We're actually just celebrating 50 years of Kool Herc's first hip-hop party. And then many others, Grandmaster Flash, etc., added on to that legacy. For me personally, a major difference I kind of see with Canadian versus American hip-hop, and it depends which region you are. For me personally, I see a little, a more direct connection to our West Indian origins. Rap, hip-hop is African diasporic music. You think about the griots of West Africa, the oral historians who used to hold the history in their head through music and song and then recite it over drums. That would become the precursor to like reggae in Jamaica, and reggae is like an older cousin, if not to rap, because Kool Herc did in Bronx, New York, what he was growing up seeing in Jamaica. And then, you know, that's the foundation. I think because a lot of people in Toronto, we have a deeper connection, a close connection to our West Indian roots. I think that comes out a lot more. You can look at Cardinal, Bacardi slang, and things of that nature. But it is all connected. We're just different branches coming from that same root, which is Africa. And beyond that, it's just creativity of the human spirit.
Cool. I was curious because I read the article, and it's one thing to read the article. But it's another thing to get your perspective, because what was written could not always be exactly, could be jigged, could be skewed. You never know.
Shout out to JD Brand. She's a journalist with integrity, and she represented what I was trying to say. Another thing I would also add on too, I would say, you know, for the most part, aside from some exceptions, you know, Drake, et cetera, et cetera, for the most part, Canadian hip hop isn't as lucrative as the American side. So they have like a lot much multi sales artists, and also at the same time too, right? Whereas in the Canadian context, you might have one or two, a couple people pop in at the same time, but not like at the extent of the US. So I would say there's probably a little bit more financial success and longevity for the American side versus the Canadians. There is racism in the music industry in Canada. If you're not country and rock and pop in Canada, you're not really getting too much label support and, you know, that infrastructure backing you. So I think on one hand, that how that can help us is it makes us hungry. Toronto and Canadian MCs are hungry because we're trying to get on, you know?
Yeah, but why is it that if you're a Canadian MC, you get big and you end up in the States? Mm-hmm. Why can't we keep our MCs here and our talent here, whether it be MCs, visual artists, no matter what it is?
Yes, that's exactly the part of the problem. You know, we have this, many Canadians have this inferiority complex where we see ourselves as maybe like an inferior version of the States. And it's only like, oftentimes when a Canadian artist gets love from the States, that's when the Canadians are saying, like, oh yeah, now we respect this person. Like, look at Drake. A lot of his success came after the Lil Wayne co-sign, right? I mean, he was doing his thing before, but once he got that Lil Wayne backing and thumbs up and Young Money affiliation, that's when it took off next level, you know? It's sad. Like, we lack a love and support of our own.
It shouldn't be that way.
It shouldn't.
But I have a tough question for you. Mm. Recently, my cat has a page, and I put up a post, and it's pictures of her.
Okay.
And I was told that my page for my cat was restricted because she had violated some political philosophy. So my question to you is, what do you think about that we're no longer allowed to speak about politics on Facebook, or all these restrictions like the one I just told you?
Yeah. I find that comical that your cat was banned for posting political stuff. I don't understand that, because it's a cat, not a human. But I don't know. It's like they're really over superly sensitive about, you know, not offending people. So it's like, rather than allow for free speech and then try to moderate it, maybe they just ban stuff altogether. There should be free speech, but of course, we're not free of being responsible for what we say. We are still accountable and responsible for what we say. And we should make our speech free from hate so that we're not, you know, unfairly putting out that negative energy towards people. But it's really complicated, and I don't know, just everybody, especially with the internet, you can't win. You can't beat the internet. There's always going to be somebody's that's offended or disagrees with what you say. And that's okay. We can disagree. But it's the way people go about expressing their disagreement that usually crosses lines. Because like that screen makes people feel like, oh, they can say things that they really shouldn't or wouldn't. And it just leads to a lot of like not being thoughtful and thinking about the consequences of what we say before we say them.
Very true. Very, very true. So thank you again for coming through.
My pleasure.
I very much appreciate it. And just shout outs. Where can people find you?
Yes. So first I'll shout out to Crew Hip Hop Educators. If you type Hip Hop Educators or even Educators, HEADUCATORZ in YouTube, a lot of stuff. I'm sorry, in Google, a lot of stuff will pop up. We have Bandcamp. We have our own official site, hiphopeducators.com. We have Instagram, YouTube, etc. If you want to see, you know, my solo endeavors, you can look for Mike All, MIKEALL. You can type that in Google. Or check me out at Bandcamp, mikeall.bandcamp.com. I also got a YouTube page, and I'd like to plug what we got coming up forward. The next project is Record, Pause, Play. That's coming soon, hopefully September. And the Hip Hop Educators are currently working on a new album. I don't have an exact release date yet, but sometime 2024, hopefully winter. But when it's ready, it'll come out. And we thank you for your support. Don't forget to show some love to Jen Dan, Jenny old school, you know, keeping it true and just giving people an opportunity and a platform to express themselves.
Thank you, Michael. And this is Jenny saying peace for First Hand Knowledge. See y'all next time.